This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United States says it will ban the use of the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok beginning in 2 days. The main issue, says U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, is what he calls China's malicious collection of Americans' personal data. TikTok says it does not store user data in China, nor would it give that information to the Chinese government. Meanwhile, the American company Oracle is trying to finalize a partnering deal with ByteDance, the company that owns both apps about to go dark in the U.S. Taiwan's presidential office is urging China to exercise restraint, saying that Beijing's international image is at stake. This after Taiwan ordered fighter jets into the air today as Chinese warplanes buzzed the island, crossing the sensitive midline of the Taiwan Strait. It is seen as a pointed response to a Taiwan visit by a senior U.S. official. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Krach is in Taipei for a three-day visit. He's the highest-ranking State Department official to travel to Taiwan in four decades. Earlier today, China's defense ministry announced the start of combat drills near the Taiwan Strait, denouncing what it called collusion between the Chinese-claimed island and the United States. Taiwan claims that 18 Chinese aircraft, including fighters and bombers, were involved today, a far larger number than Taiwan has previously encountered. Still, presidential office spokesman Xavier Cheng told reporters that Taiwan's armed forces had a good grasp of the situation and urged people not to be alarmed. A spike in coronavirus cases is moving Israel into a second nationwide lockdown. It'll coincide with the Jewish high holiday season, forcing residents to stay mostly at home. In the past week, new COVID-19 infections have reached the daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total cases stand at just under 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. Israeli leaders now generally acknowledge they lifted earlier restrictions too soon. This is VOA News. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban says his country has drawn up a war plan to fight a new wave of COVID-19 infections. And he says Hungary's healthcare system is fully prepared to handle a rising number of cases. At the same time, Orban told state radio people needed to keep on living their lives. Hungary, the Czech Republic, Romania, and Slovakia have all reported record numbers of virus cases this week. Britain may soon go back to tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh virus outbreak. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the job for the coming weeks is to get ahead of the disease. New infections have pushed Britain's caseload to 384,000 at a cost of nearly 42,000 lives. The latest Johns Hopkins global tally shows 30.2 million coronavirus cases with a death count of more than 946,000. Here in the U.S., virus infections have claimed almost 198,000 lives. Cases in the U.S., India, and Brazil together make up well over half the cases worldwide and nearly half the deaths. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has reacted sharply to President Donald Trump's suggestion that a coronavirus vaccine may be only weeks away, warning Americans they cannot trust the president's word. At a CNN-sponsored town hall in Pennsylvania last night, former Vice President Biden said the idea that there's going to be a vaccine and everything's going to be fine tomorrow is just not rational. Mr. Trump has been fanning speculation that a COVID-19 vaccine could be ready for distribution ahead of his November 3rd re-election bid. The president has accused Biden of spreading anti-vaccine rhetoric, while Biden charged last night on CNN that Mr. Trump's pandemic response was criminal. A former White House aide who helped coordinate the widely criticized White House response to the coronavirus says she will vote for Joe Biden. A lifelong Republican, Olivia Troy, left her government post in July. In a video, she said the administration knew around mid-February that COVID-19 would hit the United States hard. She added, quote, "The president didn't want to hear that because his biggest concern was that we were in an election year, and how was this going to affect what he considered his record of success?" The government of Italy says up to 1,000 spectators will be allowed to attend the semifinals and finals of the Italian Open tennis tournament, set for Sunday and Monday. The tournament has been staged so far without fans because of COVID-19 fears. The outdoor competition features nine-time champion Rafael Nadal and top-ranked Novak Djokovic. Rescuers on the Gulf Coast have been using boats and high-water vehicles here in the U.S. to reach people cut off by the floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally. Sally ripped through the region of Florida and Alabama with winds topping 100 miles an hour and a surge of seawater. The situation was worsened by up to 2.5 feet of rain. By a remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.